Huh?
You're on Dateline.
What? Dateline? Who got murdered?
Dateline! The website!
What?
Rochelle Hughes is going around claiming you're pocketing people's money and sleeping with your clients!
Oh my god! Ugh.
We just had 25 clients drop us in the last 2 hours. Oh, wait, 26.
Wait, what? No, it's all lies.
Duh, this is so freaking bad. She'll torpedo our celeb client base if she keeps this up.
Oh, no.
No new staff hires. Goodbye working in an actual office.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
We may as well just perish and rot into one giant compost of human dejection.
Eve, you are being monumentally unhelpful.
Whatever. Sorry, Hector ghosted me.
Oh, boy. Wait. So he's not cooking for Jean-Michel anymore?
No, he's still cooking for Jean-Michel. He's just not talking to me.
Oh, Eve.
Violetta, the car is waiting. Are you still in bed?
Hang on!
Hey, listen. So what's the plan?
Oh, I don't know. But I gotta go. I'll call you when I get to Sienna.
So I called and left Rochelle 20 voicemails. She did not answer. I'm sorry, Violette, I tried.
I think I need to get back to New York. This whole thing has just blown up.
New York? Hey, is abandoning your clients part of trusting your process? It is just one cuckoo woman. It will all calm down soon, yes?
Can you stop using that word? She's not crazy. She's still a friend and...
You need new friends.
Ugh. You know, this is all your fault.
Me? How?
You rejected her mid-date. How do you think she feels?
How she feels?
Dante, I'm drowning here. Half my clients have left already.
Allora, how many clients did I match with? Total.
103?
So half that data is just gone?
They're people, Dante. God.
Oh, okay, so if you lost half, there's still 50 left.
Actually, more like 29 now.
Ah, plenty. So it's settled. You stay here in Italy and concentrate on me. Easy.
I can't just let my business disintegrate while I gallivant around Italy.
Ah, Violetta, you clearly have not had many enemies before.
And that's a bad thing?
You're like a little Bambi about to become roadkill.
You mean deer in headlights?
Yeah, whatever. My point is, it is very easy to get rid of one's opponent if you had the resources.
What do you mean, get rid of?
I could destroy her reputation, or short her stocks, or hire anti-fur protesters to wait for her outside Fashion Week, or just maybe something a little bit even crazier for good.
Dante, no! Why are there so many people?
Have you ever been to the Palio?
The what?
The Palio happens twice a year in the main piazza. You see the banners? Each district or house has their own horse and jockey.
Dante, why are we here?
It's good for you to see some culture. Take your mind off things for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's working. I can't hear myself think. I'm sorry, Dante. I need to go to the hotel and figure stuff out.
Fine. Suit yourself. Wait! Watch out!
Ah!
Buongiorno, Violetta.
Dante? Where are we?
Shh. You are safe.
But the Palio.
Don't worry about that now. I have great news. Rochelle was arrested for public indecency and all of your clients came back.
What? How?
Me, Violetta. I fixed everything. And I did it all for you.
Why?
Because you are the one, Violet. I should have realized it all along.
Oh, Dante. I don't know what to say. I mean, at first I thought you were a giant ass, and you still are, but these last few days, getting to know you, I didn't want to admit it, but I may have some feelings that I... Wait, why are you wearing a toga?
My love... I simply could not bear to go another day without telling you I need you to get out of the way.
Huh?
Get out of the way! Give her some room!
Dante?
Oh, Violet, the jockey, he lost control and he crashed into the crowd. You hit your head on the pavement.
Oh.
Are you okay? You were speaking something about feelings?
I'm fine. I just need to...
Easy, tranquilo.
Oh, I don't feel so good. Where am I?
Hi.
Ah!
It's okay. It's okay. It's just me.
What are you doing here? Are you watching me sleep? Oh, has Eve called? I've got to try and get a hold of Rochelle.
No, Violet, sit. Stay.
What am I to you? A dog?
Of course not. You just hit your head hard today. Please, rest, okay?
Maybe just for one more minute.
Okay, I'll be back to check in on you.
Dante?
Si?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll bring you some kibble later.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
Oh, it was mortifying.
Ugh, B. I'm just glad you're okay. The bump on your face looks really nasty.
What? I knocked the back of my head.
Damn. I guess I never noticed you had such a lumpy forehead.
You know, and then I had this crazy, I don't know, fever dream about Dante.
Ooh, do tell.
It was nothing. Anyway, look, we need to figure out this Rochelle sitch. What's the latest?
Don't freak out, but the list is getting way short now.
How bad is it?
14 clients at last count.
Ugh. You know, I'm getting on the first flight back tomorrow.
I think the best plan now is to prove you do actually help people find love, especially Dante. All you need to do is help him find his soulmate and boom, Rochelle's neutralized.
But he's impossible.
Come on, remember how you found a match for that dude who kept going to the emergency room for sticking pop rocks up his...
Is that the wonder?
Oh, yeah. Hector is speaking to me again.
Good for you.
You just need to hustle before Rochelle does any more damage. Make Dante our next rooster.
What good is a handful of more referrals if he's launching Endu right next week?
Well, we have to do something.
Okay, fine.
All right, there she is. Whoop, whoop. I'm sending you the rest of the potentials right now. Go find the handsome billionaire, his penguin.
Come in.
Dante, I have a... Oh, my God.
Miss Sleeping Beauty herself.
Why are you in a hand towel?
My daily massage. Anton's here.
Hello.
Okay, yeah. Talk to me. How's your head? You know, you really scared me this morning. I thought I was going to have to give you the kiss of life.
Well, I'm glad it didn't come to that.
Oh, softer, Anton, please. I'm not a piece of wagyu.
Okay, Rochelle's gone quiet on all socials for the last 5 hours for some reason. So I'm seizing the time to set you up with our remaining clients.
Brava, Violetta. Carpe scrotum. Oh, no, not you, Anton.
Maybe I should come back.
No. Stay. I want to know who you have next for me.
Candace Hirsch. She's a celebrity energy healer.
Yeah, you'd send me on a date with the hippie.
Okay, the only reason she's still with me is because she's not on social media and isn't aware of what you've done to my reputation.
Please, turn over.
Fine. Oh, for heaven's sakes, man! Okay, we're done for today.
So, Candace asked if you'd like to do a sound bath tonight.
That sounds... terrible.
It'll be in a vineyard.
Can I drink?
We'll see.
Oh, well, that was great. Oh, you're still going. Okay.
Lie down, Dante.
Okay. Let your eyelids gently flutter open like the wings of a newly transformed butterfly. How do you feel?
Well, I've had women give me baths on a first date before, but never with sound.
Dude, seriously?
It's not for everyone.
No, I'm sorry. This is just my idiot sense of humor. I really enjoyed the experience. Thank you. I feel very refreshed.
I receive that. Shall we head into the cellar to do a taste?
I thought you'd never ask.
So... who is Dante Gargano?
What do you mean? You don't know who I am?
I believe in entering all situations without any ideas or judgments, as much as possible. All Violet gave me was your name.
That's fascinating. Well, sometimes I think people only want to get to know me because of my job.
Hmm. Which is?
You really don't know who I am?
Nope.
Wow. I hate to sound like an arrogant jerk, but it's been a while since I met a woman who didn't know who I was.
Don't take it personally. I do want to know who you are in spirit.
I guess I'm not terribly deep like you are. Sorry.
You know, Dante, part of the reason I don't do the ritual stalking before a date...
Whoa, I didn't stalk you.
No, I suppose we paid Violet to do that.
True, yes. Wait. Why do you need Violet, then, if you are set on not knowing who somebody is beforehand?
Her clientele. As long as I know my partner could keep up with the travel and the glamour. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I think it's dangerous to go in with ideas about who someone is based off a job title. Anyway, don't be intimidated by me asking you who you are. My job may be a little woo-woo, but I'm not grading you on your answer.
Oh, okay, so you admit you're woo-woo.
I admit celebrity energy healer is definitely a vibe.
Yes, a vibe. Okay.
So I have a question for you. Tell me what you think about when you first wake up in the morning. Go.
Okay, easy. Numbers. Charts, my business.
I like numerology and horoscopes. Do you know much about astrological compatibility?
I'm not allowed to talk about compatibility. It triggers Violet.
No. No, Violet won't mind me comparing our charts. It's my world meeting your world, right? Using tech to see how our stars align.
Huh. I must say, I am feeling very refreshed. Maybe it's the sound bath, or maybe meeting a woman who understands the value of a simple compatibility test. I am surprised, Violet, it doesn't give you a hard time, to be honest.
She doesn't let charts dictate her entire life, unlike some people like... Ow! Ah, shit! Dante, do you read me?
Dante? Candace?
Violet, what are
you... What's going on? Are you okay? The line blew out.
I forgot about your one-on-one coaching sessions for the noobs. And you're still doing the invisible earpiece, I see.
I'm sorry. It died and I thought something bad happened.
Nope, nothing bad. We just won't need this thing anymore tonight.
Well, brilliant. I'm glad to hear it.
Violet, don't you have somewhere to be?
Oh, me, yes. I will get going then, if you don't need me.
Yeah, I think we're all good here.
Great. I'll just be at the hotel then.
Buona notte.
Good night.
Okay, ciao. Donde? Where's Candace?
She's back at her hotel.
And need me to dump her for you?
What? No, it was wonderful.
What does that mean, wonderful? Did you, you know...
Why do you care?
Okay, well, seeing as my career kind of depends on it, yeah, I do care if you like her or not.
Let's just say we're compatible. I admit, Violet, when you first said energy healer, my eyes rolled into the back of my head, but I look forward to seeing her again.
Really? Yeah, I mean...
Maybe I could take Candace to Venice.
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, she said she always wanted to go to Amalfi, so maybe I'll just
Dante.
Take her. I'll call the Due Torri and see if they have a room available.
Dante! Candace texted.
What did she say?
She actually said she needs some time to think.
Whoa, what is there to think about? I'm the founder of the biggest dating app in history.
I mean, look, it's not a no, Dante.
Why did you set me up with this woman, huh?
Why? Because you asked me to. Because your behavior has alienated me from all of my other clients. Look, just because Candace isn't falling all over herself to see inside your 70-foot yacht, Doug...
This is your fault. You keep setting me up with duds.
Duds you have no problem sleeping with and then leaving.
They leave me! Violet, why do you think I'm alone? You think I don't ask for a second date? I'm the dud!
Finding love is hard, but that's why it's worth it. Don't worry. Candace just needs some time. It'll be okay. Promise.